And we are back inside the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics radio broadcast booth here in post-game coverage after the varsity non-conference varsity softball game between the home Knoxville Panthers and the visiting Pella Christian Eagles, now joined by Knoxville head coach Chris Peden. Coach, I appreciate you coming up and visiting with me. You know, probably not the quite outcome you wanted for the game here tonight, but can you walk me through it a little bit?
Yeah, it's kind of, you know, I've done enough of these after these games this year where it's kind of the same thing of we come out and we let a few little things pile up on us, and we give up those one or two big innings within that first kind of three-inning stint of the game, and then we settle in and we play really good softball for a bit there, but it's just too little too late.
You know, your starting pitcher, Mia Durham, she had a little bit of a rough first and second inning, but then settled in really well there in the third and the fourth, and unfortunately suffered that injury. Can you give us a little update on how she's doing and then her performance tonight?
Yeah, so I think it's just going to be a little bump on her ankle. She's got a brace there, and it seems like it kind of got that too. You know, her performance really, sometimes I think people, it feels like it's worse than it is. I mean, she went out there and she five hit a little Hawkeye team, four walks, did a lot of good things, struck out some girls. Everything that I'm happy with for an eighth grader to be doing at a varsity level in a non-conference game, we just have to back her up better. We have to be a little more tighter in the defensive side of things and give her that confidence that she can trust us.
You know, as an eighth grader, like you mentioned a little bit, you know, certainly a bright future for the Knoxville softball program that she has. You know, do you feel like in a big game like this against a little Hawkeye opponent, you know, in varsity softball, that's an opportunity for her, regardless of the outcome, to just improve as a player?
Yeah, that's the cool part about Mia is she's just ready to go. It could be 150 degrees out here. It could be 0 degrees out here. It could be raining, snowing, whatever. She's going to hop on that mound with all the energy that she can bring. So really it doesn't matter who's lining up in the batter's box against her. She's going to go do what she does. And I've been really proud of her approach in those things this year.
Coach, what do you feel that, you know, as your team, as we started already, it's hard to believe, but already starting to approach kind of the tail end of the softball season. What do you kind of want to see out of your team to get a little bit more, you know, base runners and just get some more runs on the board?
I want to see confidence. I want to see the girls that I get in practice, the girls that I got for the first 3 weeks. You know, we were having so much fun, and our practices were such high level and all of those things. It's just filled with confidence in themselves. They know they can do things, and we've kind of lost that a little bit. So I'm excited for that to kind of come back. We're going to work really hard tomorrow morning before we play Centerville, and if we can start kind of turning that leaf over, I think we'd be happy with the whole back half of the season.
You know, Coach, games coming up against Centerville, Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, and Davis County. You know, winnable games for you guys. How do you kind of approach those and you know, take what has happened here tonight and help build some confidence going into those ones?
Yeah, that's what tomorrow morning is going to be. I mean, we're going to get here and get after it at 7:30. And, I mean, we don't know how long that practice is going to go. It needs to go until we can walk off the field knowing what the result of tomorrow night will be before we even step on the field. We have to know. We played Centerville really close last time. It was, honestly, I think one of the first games we went seven innings against a team. So we need to take that, and we need to go with it. Eddyville's a team we've already beat this year, and Davis County's a team that if we don't have the first inning on Monday against them, we beat them too. So ready to go.
You know, how do you feel, and I just asked Mindy about it too, you know, how do you feel just as a softball coach in general? You it's no different for Knoxville than any other team in the state of Iowa, but you play a lot of games in, you know, a few days. You know, how do you kind of whatever the result is, kind of turn the page and be able to, you know, look ahead to the next game, whether it's a win or loss the night before, but then kind of reset and focus on the game ahead.
Yeah, I mean, that's what makes this sport so hard. People say basketball season is a long season. Softball season is the longest short season you've ever seen. It's really hard to wake up the next morning and not dwell on what happened last night for a few seconds. I think about football season. You have a whole weekend before you come back together, and you can kind of reset. We have to learn and grow and be better every day, starting 12 hours from when that last pitch was thrown.
Yeah, and you feel like softball, you know, in a way speaks to the dedication of the players that, you know, they're spending their summers every day, whether it's practice or a game, you know, dedicating themselves to the sport, improving themselves, and just being out there to compete on the diamond each night.
Man, I hope that's what these fans remember. I mean, these are 14 through 18-year-old kids, and they are giving us everything they have. And for one second, I don't ever want somebody to think that my girls aren't giving everything they have, because I know these girls really well. I know that they want this. They're showing up. They're doing everything that I could ask for them in terms of their effort and their attitude. We're going to make this click, and we're going to go on a little bit of a run here, because I just know that's the type of girls these kids are.
Well, Coach, your counterpart, the Knoxville baseball team, they did have an exciting game tonight over at the Field of Dreams. You know, I know you're the softball coach, of course, but how neat was that to kind of find out the result? You know, Lincoln Norris with a three-run home run to get Knoxville the win, and then Turner DeVore with his 200th career win.
I mean, that's awesome. I love Link. He's a great kid. He's a heck of a competitor. He does things the right way when it comes to preparing for sports and getting out there. And I can't think of a better kid to have a little fun and to kind of get to put that memory away. And then, I mean, Turner, look at the baseball field any day. I mean, it could be in season, out of season. The guy's there. The guy's putting in the work with that team. And I know they didn't start out maybe the best this year, but what a testament to him of how they've turned it around and the fun that they're starting to have.
Well, Coach, Pete and I appreciate you coming up, and, you know, best of luck to you and your team Friday against Centerville.
Thank you, sir.